Earlier this year, we spoke to rock artist Peter Gabriel about the album Big Blue Ball. The CD was the product of jam sessions in the early 90s, when Peter Gabriel invited musicians from around the world to his studios in rural England. One of them was Ohio native Joseph Arthur. He was an obscure singer-songwriter in his early 20s when Gabriel found him. Here, he's singing on the Big Blue Ball project.
Exiting the shower, I forgot to wash my heart. Now the dust has turned to mud since we've been apart.
Joseph Arthur made several albums for Gabriel's Real World record label and won a dedicated fan base in the U.S. He later left the label and fought a battle with substance abuse, but he has been very prolific. This year alone, he has released one full-length album and four EPs with his own record label. Joseph Arthur is in our studio. Welcome, and it's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
You know, the number of things that you do. I mean, four EPs, full-length album, 1 year, lots of music. Are you writing all the time? I mean, do you sleep? How do you do it?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I love to work. I mean, what I call my work, I would do even if it wasn't my work. So I think that's a key to it. But I do just hang out a lot. I mean, I have a lot of downtime as well. So it's interesting. The painting as well. I have quite a lot of paintings, too.
I want to talk about those a little bit later. First, I want to talk about the new album. And the title tune is called Temporary People.
Hanging out with the temporary people till I find my way back to you.
I mean, who are the temporary people? To me, it almost sounded like demons in your own mind.
Yeah, I suppose so. Manifest into reality. Like you hang out with maybe people that you shouldn't be hanging out with. But the title for the album took on sort of a broader meaning to me, in that we're all kind of temporary, and just the frailty of being a human being. The album to me is like about a journey, like reaching towards the light through your spirit, trying to like overcome your demons through your spirit.
Did I read it was this album? I think you wrote, I'm going to paraphrase it, but the idea of you hanging on to this recording like a life raft?
Yeah, it felt like there was this quote from Hermann Hesse that has been with me for years, which is, the strongest art or the strongest things are born of necessity. And this was very much a case of that for me.
Did any of it have to do with your substance abuse and your, you know, the efforts that you're making to...
Yeah, it was sort of at the end of that. You know, I think once you're an addict, you're always an addict. I think I drank my first beer when I was in sixth grade, and I just remember knowing I was an alcoholic then. It's definitely something I've been dealing with for quite a long time, and it's something I feel like I'm on the good end of right now.
Does music help you do that?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's kind of a result of how prolific this year has been. It's just been through sobriety. You know, I'm not one of these sober people that thinks drugs are bad. But I do know for me in this point of my life, clarity is definitely much more interesting and exciting to me.
Well, your band is kicking.
Yeah,
and Temporary People really just rocks it out. I want to talk, too, about the EPs that you recorded. On Could We Survive, there's a song called Rages of Babylon.
Another time happened before. Fighting in a rich man's war. Blood can't fill oceans of sand. I no longer possess my hand.
This is something that sounds, and I'm sure you've heard it many, many times before, you know, very Dylan-esque. You've got the acoustic guitar, you've got the harmonica. And this song seems to be making some kind of political statement. Is the point of view from a soldier who's serving?
Yeah, it is. And writing politically is not a natural fit for me. It's something I kind of have to force myself to do, and I just felt like there was such a call for it. And I read this thing about divorce rates and suicide rates amongst our troops, and that hit me, particularly the divorce rate, like what it would do to your relationship to be gone like that and how brutal actually that is.
You know? You come back a completely different person from the one you
exactly.
love.
So it was kind of from that point of view that I wrote the song.
Do you notice when we are gone through the ridges of Babylon to protect the land of the free? Or will my family remember?
You talked about your painting. I'm looking at one now. It's kind of a grim image.
It really is.
Of a skeletal face and monkeys coming out of the eyes, and it's on a piece of sheet music, and it says a song with no melody.
I actually think painting is, for me, a darker expression than music.
Really?
I think so.
In what way?
I don't know. I just see it as darker, more of the midnight energy.
Uh-huh.
Music to me is more like celebratory and light. Painting is a solitary expression. You know, you're removed from your audience when you paint.
That's true. And then you just have to leave it. What's with the skulls?
I don't know. No, I love skulls. I don't know why. I just do. It's probably the adolescent boy in me and the ancient shaman in me all together. They both love skulls, and they both dance around them with glee.
You're the six-year-old goth in you, is that it?
Yeah, exactly.
You mentioned music being kind of a celebratory thing. On your second EP, that song, I Want to Get You Alone.
I want to get you alone.
We're dancing.
Yeah.
You know, it's that wonderful kind of electro pop thing going on. Uh-huh. Well, what attracts you to that music?
Oh, I've been open towards all kinds of music. I love all kinds of music. I think it's interesting how people comment on the style of music over the substance. I think there's sometimes maybe a lack of substance in music that has led people to be more focused on the style, mm-hmm. you know?
I'm a shy lover, I pull a cover.
To me, the style of music is like the outfit I'm wearing right now. I could be wearing this, or I could be wearing, you know, jeans and a t-shirt, or, you know.
For the record, you're in a brown suit coat with a wonderful scarf that has ancient writing on it. Or not ancient, it's more like
colonial. It's
like
a Rilke poem.
Never, not for a single day, do we have before us that space into which flowers endlessly open.
Hello.
Hello.
My scarf is better than me at speaking.
But I understand what you're saying about clothes and style. So there's no true Joseph Arthur style, one you like playing more than others?
I don't think so. No, I think it just, big hero of mine, and I'm sure most people, is Picasso, and he explored all the different styles, and I think that was a big lesson for us all, you know?
Well, the CDs released this year, huge discography, and I'm going to bet that there are lots of people that are listening to us who have never heard you or your music. What would you want them to listen to first?
Honestly, right here now, it's Temporary People.
Yeah.
You know, which is a good feeling. That is what I would want them to listen to first. I think it's a true record in that it works as a record. It works as a body of work. It tells a story.
And the story would be?
The story, I think, is reaching into your soul to overcome your weaknesses and survive with hope.
And a kick butt band.
Yeah, with a rock and roll soundtrack.
Joseph Arthur's new full-length album is called Temporary People, and his four new EPs are titled Could We Survive, Crazy Rain, Vagabond Skies, and Foreign Girls. Joseph Arthur, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
As bad as them, brought you with silk and expensive toe.
This is Weekend Edition, directed by Elaine Heinzman and Charla Bear, with production help from Laura Kranz, Gemma Waters, David Nogueras, Elsa Chang, Jessica Nojunas, and Patrick Jaran-Watananen. Our technical director is Burke Hun. Kim Oleski and Mary Glendenning are our reference librarians. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman. Our senior editor is Jenny Bergall. Our show was produced today by Ned Wharton. The senior producer of Weekend Edition is Devar Iran Ardalan. And before we go, this reminder, tune in to NPR Tuesday night for our election special and hear local results on your NPR member station. While you're listening, keep your eyes on NPR.org. There you'll find up-to-the-minute results from all of the key races, as well as news, analysis, and live blogging. Finally, next Sunday, we'll be joined by some of you who participated in our race and politics series earlier in the campaign season. This is Weekend Edition. From NPR News, I'm Leanne Hansen.